Senior Fisheries Officer Chris Isaacs said, it has been a difficult period for local fisherfolk due to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic and the recent volcanic eruption. He said, as a result of this, the Fisheries Division has been working closely with fisherfolk to rebuild capacity in the industry.
Now, one of the strategies that the Fisheries Division would have embarked on this year is strengthening and basically building back the resilience of our fisherfolk in light of the disruptions which would have taken place over the past couple of years. It's been a kind of rough time given the situation with COVID and then the volcanic eruption. So one of the things that we would have recognized is the need to build back our capacity of our fisherfolk to, you know, meet the potential of the fishing industry moving forward.
Mr. Isaacs said the Fisheries Division has conducted a number of training programs for fishers covering a wide number of topics to ensure that they are resilient to the shocks of climate change.
So one of the things that we would have done is through the climate change adaptation for the Eastern Caribbean fisheries sector, or the CC4Fish project, we would have given fishers the opportunity to develop necessary skills and competencies in basic navigation, survival techniques, engine maintenance and troubleshooting, as well as use of communication equipment such as VHF radios. What we want to do is basically build the capacity of our fishers to be more resilient in the face of climate change. Not only in terms of during the hurricane season, but every now and again with climate change, we have seen that weather patterns would have developed, and we just want to make sure that our fishers would have gotten, you know, some information and some means to move forward.
Mr. Isaacs said the training covered theoretical and practical sessions, and there are plans to host other training programs to enhance the skills of fisherfolk in the country.
So it would not have only been theory, but there also would have been practical exercises at sea. And so far, we would have targeted persons in Calico, Kingstown, Barrally, Layou, Clare Valley, Petit Bolel, Chateaubilair, Rosebank, Fitzhughes, and also in Beckley. And moving forward, we are also hoping to have more trainings coming up. We're looking at Oweir and the Southern Grenadines, and also other parts of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And one of the good things coming out of this project is that we would have also gotten some equipment to give to our fishers. So in the near future, we are hoping to be distributing up to 200 VHF radios, compasses, life jackets, and also manuals to our fishers, so that, you know, moving forward, they would be able to use these things to keep themselves safe when they go out.
Senior Fisheries Officer Chris Isaacs. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.